tell you now that what will happen is natural and normal as I ask you to utilize your own ability to relax and drift into a very deep state of relaxation. The state known as hypnosis. It is so very true that provided you just follow the simple instructions that I give to you, you will drift into hypnosis. So make yourself very comfortable now. And soon, perhaps now, you will become aware of how heavy your eyes are. So quickly, they will want to blink. And that's fine. Perhaps they become a little watery or a little dry. And that's fine too. They can feel so heavy and so tired. Drowsy. And it would be so nice to just let them shut, closing, and closed now. That's good. Already you are beginning to relax and feel so very comfortable. That's fine. You are doing so well. And perhaps you can recognize just how comfortable you can feel as each breath that you take allows you to drift even deeper into trance. You have cooperated so well with me, and it really is a pleasure to work with someone such as you who can believe that the success of your therapy will be assured as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice and those things which are so important to you. It can be a relaxing experience to discover that you have been aware all along that you know of the real reason for your smoking. It is that addiction to nicotine that seemed so strong, yet now is overpowered by your commitment and your total determination as you cast off the need and the desire for all tobacco products. All that is left is a habit problem. You have no need or desire to smoke. You know that, so it will be easy. It is now you versus tobacco, and you will easily win because you are stronger than any habit created by your own mind could possibly be. You have continued to smoke because you have been doing it unconsciously. But from this moment forward, you will be aware of every moment of your smoking. The instant that you reach for a cigarette, you will be intensely aware of that cigarette. And if you begin to smoke it, you will be aware of all the good reasons for giving it up, and all the negative and painful consequences of your smoking. You will become disgusted with the smell and the foul taste that your subconscious will remind you of. As it reminds you now, that taste and noxious smell, so long ignored, and now so powerful as not to be ignored or denied. When you are fully aware of your smoking, it is no longer an unconscious habit. You are doing it on purpose, and that is not the same. You already have no need or desire to continue smoking. This you know, so stopping smoking will be easy. It will be effortless. There will be no struggle with willpower, no guilt of smoking. Your new and powerful awareness may make you bored with smoking, disgusted, and annoyed. You will have no desire or need to smoke at all. That foul taste and smell will remind you of all of the good and healthy reasons for giving it up, and you will find it easy to give up those things that you do not like. You do not like to smoke, and so you are giving it up. You are giving it up now, not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, as of this second, you are giving up all the pain and the guilt of all the negative aspects of smoking. You now choose life, good health, and happiness, and you have no need or desire for tobacco products. Now I can accept that there is a subconscious part of you that wants to smoke, and that part has my sincere respect. It can appear so powerful, and despite the fact that you want to stop smoking, it will quit only when it is ready to do so. Of course, I appreciate that this cooperation may be something that it will wish to keep private. And that is fine. Please just continue with that understanding. I do not know just how you will experience that smoker part of you that believes that you need to smoke, or what special language will allow you to enjoy that special communication with that part in some way that is safe and comfortable to be experienced by your conscious mind, as I ask you to seek the answers to some important questions that you need to understand in order to achieve your goal. As you listen to my voice, concentrate intently on that internal communication that becomes so clear as you recognize now that part of you has been keeping you smoking because of some benefits or payoffs. I would like you now to ask your smoker part to tell you now of the payoffs and benefits of your smoking. I understand that the behavior of that smoker part has caused you to suffer negative and unhealthy consequences. But I want to suggest that you now reassess your understanding of your smoking to realize that the intention of your smoker part has been to help you or to benefit you in some way. Now, please take some special time and go deep inside to your inner mind and become aware of the payoffs and benefits that are associated with your smoking. Has smoking helped you to get something that some part of you wanted? Perhaps attention from family or friends? Has smoking helped you to avoid something that part of you would find painful or uncomfortable? Perhaps intimacy. Again, I am asking you to continue with the assumption that your inner smoker has continued up to now because it has helped you or benefited you in some way. So, please become aware if it is comfortable and safe for you to have this awareness of how your smoking has helped you. Now, keeping these payoffs and benefits in mind, I want to suggest to you that there are alternative ways of experiencing or of perceiving that can provide you with all of those payoffs and benefits that smoking has provided for you in the past, but be so much healthier for you. special time and go into your mind. As you go deep inside, I would like you to allow that part of you which is so creative, that can provide solutions to problems with your best interests paramount, to construct some alternative behaviors that you can easily substitute for your smoking. That will provide all of those payoffs and benefits that smoking has provided for you in the past. I want you to take all the time you need within the next 2 minutes to check with that part of you and all other parts of you that these new alternatives seem acceptable and are seen to be acceptable, sound acceptable, and feel acceptable to that part and to all parts of you. If you experience anything which appears to be a no signal, such as increased tension or irritability in response to your new alternatives, then that is okay. You will need to go back inside your mind, perhaps even further, to where acceptable new alternatives can be generated. Perhaps you may need to take into account some benefits or payoffs that you were not aware of before. If your alternatives are okay, then you can proceed with what we call future pacing. Please go back into your inner mind again and allow your imagination to show you yourself in those places, those times, and those situations where you have smoked in the past. See yourself now, aware of and utilizing your new alternative patterns of behavior that your creative mind has constructed for you. See yourself on the phone, not smoking, finishing your meal, not smoking, driving your car, not smoking. Imagine yourself in these and all other contexts where you used to smoke, using all your new and healthier alternatives. If you experience any difficulty, it may be necessary for you to go back and generate more suitable alternatives. Perhaps you need to take into account some future context that you have just become aware of. If you have successfully imagined future contexts using your new alternatives, then you have successfully completed this reframing process. I would like to suggest that that you now thank that part of you for its beneficial communication and express your appreciation for the healthy work that has been done, as I too express my appreciation. I can understand that you may not be consciously aware of the work that has taken place, but you can know that your subconscious is fully aware and may even have taken the opportunity to do some work for you on other habit problems that you may have. And you will be pleasantly surprised when you discover that you find it so easy to conquer other habits. I want to congratulate you on the excellent work you have done. And now, as you listen to my voice, you can find that you can concentrate on that sound, concentrating to a pinpoint as all other sounds fade into insignificance. As you now allow yourself to enjoy the peace and tranquility of that special place that is yours, where you can be so relaxed, you can recognize those signs of hypnosis, heaviness of legs, of arms, a feeling of calm and of security. You will forget about cigarettes altogether. You have no need to buy them because you have no need to smoke them. And so you will enjoy the special things that the money saved will provide for you. You have given up all the things that you don't want, and you look forward to all those things that you do want. You know that you want to stop smoking, and you know why. That reason forms clearly in your mind, and should you ever, through momentary lapse or childish impulse, ever put a cigarette to your lips again, your subconscious will provide you with a disgusting and powerful reminder of the harm to health, the powerful stench, and the nauseating taste of stale tobacco, not to be ignored or denied. You will be aware of a powerful compulsion to break cigarettes in two and scatter the tobacco to the wind. If ever you accept an offered cigarette, then you will break that cigarette in two, and it will remind you of all the bad things you are giving up and of the good things that are in store for you as a natural non-smoker. Thank you. mental state for as long as you wish, as the music of this recording continues. And if you wish to drift off to sleep, you can further relax your awareness to enter into that pleasant and restful night's sleep that you will awaken from feeling rested, relaxed, and re-energized, or otherwise, you may choose to remain awake and alert, calmly observant of your own mindful breathing, feeling powerfully confident and peacefully detached, knowing you may return again to your fully alert self whenever you choose to reemerge and reopen your eyes. And my voice will leave you for now as you continue as you wish.